Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
We want to end today with another installment in our Living Through Corona series. But our guest, Santa Claus, has asked us to take a moment now to warn you listeners that our younger listeners may want to skip this particular conversation as it could reveal some trade secrets. So we are going to give you a few seconds here of Frank Sinatra's Jingle Bells in case you need a chance to turn off your radio.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Okay, so with that done, the town of Bedford's Community Santa program is in its 75th year. The program gives any Bedford household that wants it the experience of having Santa visit the children on Christmas Eve. The program's origins are local folklore. Bedford has a military base, and after World War II, a local selectman, Clayton Morrill, founded it to make sure that every child had a gift during an uncertain year. 75 years later, the program is going on, despite the pandemic, virtually, and David Johnson is one of Bedford's Santas. A St. Nick since 1983, he joins us now. David, welcome to Radio Boston.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It is great to have you. So now, David, you actually live in New Hampshire. You've never lived in Bedford, but you have been committed to this program for nearly 40 years. So tell us why. What is so magical to you about it?
Well, my wife is from Bedford, and I learned about it through her family. Her father was a driver. Her sister was a checker. We lived in Wichita, Kansas, and we spent a couple of Christmases back here when our daughter was young, and I got roped into being Santa. And we ultimately moved back to New England, and I just continued, and I have such wonderful memories of the program and the people I've met.
When we are not in a pandemic, how does the program work?
Well, when we're not in a pandemic, people in the town, they get gifts to a central location, and those gifts are meted out on Christmas Eve to, it can be up to, I think, 35, 40 Santas who travel throughout the town taking those gifts to homes. I have been doing one route for a long time, and I have seen kids grow up. I've seen them get married. I've seen them have their own kids, and I've delivered gifts to their kids.
That's fabulous. So this year, you couldn't do it the same way you normally would. So you provided personalized video messages to kids. Is that in specific families?
I did. My wife was, instead of driving the sleigh, she was my official camera person. We got a backdrop that was Santa's workshop, so I put on my suit that my wife made and sat in front of the backdrop and pre-recorded 23 messages.
Can you do a little bit of one of those messages for us, like some little piece of it that you remember?
Oh, well, I can tell you, a lot of them I would start out and I would say, well, hello, so-and-so. I'm sending you this message from the North Pole. I'm sitting outside of my workshop right now. The elves are inside and they're busy preparing gifts for Christmas. I just returned from the reindeer barn and I was telling the reindeer how we won't be able to go to Bedford tonight. They're very disappointed, but they understand.
You know, as you're doing this, you just talked about the generations of families that you've done this with over the years. Is there a family or a child who's really on your mind this year?
You know, I think all of them are on my mind. There was one little boy who was going through some issues. He was having a hard time connecting with people. Yet when I came in the house, he connected with me. He came right over to me and just looked up at me with his big blue eyes and started to talk. And his mother said, thanks so much for coming, because he just didn't typically do that.
You know, it is really striking that this program was started, you know, in a post-war era. It was an uncertain time. It was a hard time. And now we're in this another just really tough year for families. What is being able to provide some consistency of this joy and this message of seasonal happiness, seasonal love? What does it mean, do you think, for families to have this year?
Oh, I think it'll mean a lot to the families. Just seeing the twinkle in their children's eyes when they hear Santa and Santa talks to them and calls them by name. Like I say, I had information on the kids. And if someone had done well in school or had done well in a sport, I let them know. And I said, that's great. I know your parents are proud of you, and I'm proud too. So hopefully it's good for these kids and their self-esteem because they're going through a tough time.
So I'm assuming you're settling in for a cozy, maybe smaller Christmas yourself this year. After this experience, you know, what are you most grateful for and most looking forward to this Christmas?
I'm most grateful for my health, for the fact that I have a roof over my head and food on the table, and a lot of loving people around me. And I'm grateful that I have the memories of the Santa program for 42 years, and I'm looking forward to probably not another 42, but many more.
And that's David Johnson, who's been a part of the Bedford Community Santas program since 1983. David, thanks so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. Merry Christmas.
Thanks. And David, can I ask a favor?
Sure.
You're my only Santa I'm going to talk to this year. Can you give us a little bit of your Santa voice?
Sure. Oh, Merry Christmas.